So this is targeting areas where those who have been recruiting terrorists and would be radicals have been operating from. And this is particularly in areas of central Uganda. What we've done now is to engage with the publics, to engage with the communities that are being targeted by the terrorists through campaigns in the media to ensure that we show them the dangers of getting involved in radical activities. Particularly, we have one specific group, the ADF, the Allied Democratic Front, which has been recruiting radicals on behalf of Al-Qaeda. And we are targeting areas where they have been trying to recruit to sensitize the population so that they are aware that this device has no head.
We know the threat that Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda pose to the people of Uganda, and not only Uganda, but some of your surrounding countries. Now, how do you intend combating this recruitment exercise or drive launched by these terrorist organizations, often via social media platforms?
Well, the government of Uganda has embraced social media as a matter of fact. And we have created several platforms through which we reach out to the public, highlighting on the dangers of getting involved in radicalism. Now, these platforms are very, very vibrant. Fortunately, some of them are being managed by people who ordinarily would be involved in some of these vices. This includes people who we have changed over a time that were part of radicalism and are now being used to help in mobilizing the population. And they're saying, this does not take us anywhere. Please, stop it.
Kenel, recently President Museveni, Yoweri Museveni, had talks with U.S. Secretary, high U.S. official Susan Rice. How would America's help, or how would Washington's help, or strengthen your move in this fight against terrorism?
Well, terrorism being what it is, and aware that it cuts across the borders, it knows no capital. I think the partnership between Uganda and the United States is very, very critical, considering the role that we are playing in the region to deal with these radical characters, right from Somalia through to dealing with the Allied Democratic Forces and the Lord's Resistance Army in operating now in Central African Republic. With the Lord's Resistance Army, we think that the partnership has yielded so far so much, including the recent surrender of Dominic Ongwen and his handing over to the International Criminal Court. And we appreciate the United States' support, I think, stands out above all the other countries as being very consistent in supporting those willing African partners to fight terrorism. I think this is working out very well, and we should encourage it.
How about the issue of human intelligence? How do you gather information on these armed groups who often carry out violence against unarmed civilians in various parts of, if not only Uganda, your neighboring countries like Central African Republic, Congo Kinshasa, Burundi, all those places that you are accustomed to?
Well, the beauty of these characters is that they are not aquatic. They don't live on water. They live within the community. So what we have done as a region and as a country is create regional mechanisms of networking that bring together regional actors, intelligence agencies, in order that we can get actionable, timely, and accurate intelligence about these movements. Recently, we captured 8 Somali characters who confessed that they had been preparing to attack Kampala. We recovered explosive materials from them here in Kampala, and they said they had moved all the way through Kenya. We managed to capture them based on the intelligence that we picked from our colleagues in Kenya. So these mechanisms are working. I think we should strengthen them further and coordinate intelligence across the borders and share it on a timely basis so that when these characters cross the border, they can be tracked.
I understand the UPDF has also begun a move to win the hearts and minds of the places where they served in countries such as South Sudan and elsewhere, Somalia and all that, by building health centers and engaging the population in that directive. What can you tell me about this move?
Well, the success and the beauty of UPDF is that we fight with the people. Winning hearts and minds is part of our doctrine. It is anchored in our discipline and in our ideology as a nun. Now, we've been doing this not only in South Sudan, but in all the theaters where we operated, in Somalia and in Central African Republic. We create community-based networks that help in providing popular intelligence right from the community. Now, this is the bond that keeps us together, because the people are aware that they need security, but we cannot provide it if we don't have information about those who tend to take it away. And I think this is working very well. The struggle of winning hearts and minds, the struggle of a disciplined force, not only in Ghana but in the region, must be supported. Otherwise, without disciplined forces, there will be no regional peace and security here.